But there were only two commissioners available, and that is your salt, Epsom salt, that is your sulfate, and that is your chloride, both of which are quite expensive, and neither of which would be suitable for use in water at all. Magnesium carbonate didn't exist until I found out you could get it for water. So now we can make the magnesium carbonate from water and use it as a coagulant, sell the excess, and recycle both of them.
But heretofore, you used to just go out into waste, as you said.
That's right.
Everything seems so simple.
If I can find this quotation here, I'll give it to you. Dr. one of our top scientists, not long ago.
Well, it's been very advantageous to you and the University of Florida that St. Augustine had a water problem several years ago.
Yeah, I've thought about that so many times, and it's really true. How small things can change the lives of men. That's true. It's the same with most of my students. They've been exactly the same situation.
Perhaps we should add some of these things to our file that you have copies of and so forth.
One of our most famous chemists has just given a very interesting and accurate, I don't see it now, I'll find it for you.
Oh, sure. Well, we'll
the description of what real recycling means. He said it doesn't just mean reusing aluminum cans, which is a fine thing. Aluminum comes here again for about every month. It's about $1,000. Somebody gives it down, but you're saving all the cans. That's good. But it's the recycling and the ultimate, ideal recycling, not just that. But it's taking a raw material and using it over and over again, not having to replace it at all, but by simply recycling what's available in nature and using the natural source as a source and not drawing out permanent resources at all. That's what magnesium process does.
You think we're keeping up ecologically and in, as far as our environment with the way things are deteriorating nowadays, you know?
We're beginning to. We're getting substantial resistance from industry because we've been so careless with our environment.
Wasteful.
That's right. That you can still see that. In the afternoon, you can turn on your foot porch and see the neighbor come down the street with the puppy, carry it over to the next person's house to do his business, and come back again. We're still in the walk of the dog era. Sewage treatment, waste treatment, water, and air. Transfer it to the environment where people can see it. You go out in the woods all around Gable, you find big piles of dump everywhere. There's a beautiful road that runs from University Avenue through the Shands Addition, 8th Avenue, right across through the widest desert night. Where that comes out is a flat place, and almost once a week somebody dumps a great 2 or 3 loads of trash. Old tin cans and stuff on that place, but nobody can see it, and they've got to go pick it up. This goes on today.
Yeah.
And we had part of the county commission meeting with the TV last night. The discussion was just this. People are carrying trash and putting it all over the county. They've got these fills established, cleaned off, and ready for people to carry and do them. But they won't. And they're passing stringent laws to catch people and fine them for doing it.
Good.
So if you get out of your sight, you dispose of it. Well, now we don't do that anymore. We have to do a much better job. Swift and Jumper, one of our biggest industries, has just been served with a $2.5 billion system that cost them millions of dollars because they deliberately delayed doing what they should have done. And what they can do, they're going to do it at the last resort because they'll pass it the cost over the consumer. We'll pay the bill. But they resist it, put it on. And in Jacksonville and in St. Petersburg, air pollution is very, very bad. Power plants and paper mills in Jacksonville, and power plants in St. Petersburg and Tampa. It's hard. It's extremely bad on certain days to get inversions. And then ozone level gets dangerous high. But in Florida, that's the two real air pollution situations in the state that are really bad.
Water
pollution is everywhere, and waste pollution is everywhere.
I'm from Orlando. I'm glad to see there, I think, keeping up with it.
Orlando. A single major city in Florida gets complete sewage treatment. Not a single one. Most of them don't even give a secondary. just primary. And we're going to have to spend hundreds of billions actually before it's over to clean up our waste. These, well, we're going to have to break this place all over again. It's going to have to be our drinking water. So we're going to have to do a much better job than we're doing now.
What about the actual plan here on the university campus? I'm sure it's probably one of the best in the nations. Is it, what type of system, water system?
It's a conventional system.
University is.
The chance of, well, I have understood that when the new Gainesville plant at Kanepe Hall, which is now the construction is finished, that this plant will be phased out and the land used for educational purposes. Because there's no use to have it. Yeah, I believe that's what's going to be done. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But if it's not needed, of course, they wouldn't have to keep it. There would be duplication. But I'm not sure about that, because the universal load should be handled by this big new plant, which will handle all the load that was in there. But this was built at a time when stretch and obstruction and sewage was very important. And the top slab laboratory was built as the most modern of its type. And many, many students have been trained there. They've received many prizes. They've done a very fine job. Because ideally, if an engineering student leads a water plant and a sewage plant, they went there. And some universities have their own water plant, where I was. They have their own water plant, and it's run by the engineering college. But at one time, SISI is the only one here in Gainesville.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. But we did not do that because the city of Gainesville could take care. But as you know, for many, many, many years, the city of Gainesville was not paying. The university wouldn't pay for its water. And that was the city of Gainesville said, look, you're not going to pay us for it, you treat it yourself. Mm-hmm. And then this bill, but that day was a very bitter issue for many, many years. Mm-hmm. One year, all the bills passed by the legislature, the general appropriation bill, at the bottom of every page was a star, provided that the number of this one shall be used to pay for water for the U.S. Department. It actually happened it was so bad.
Yeah. I realize that.
Mm-hmm. Quite a controversy. George Bowman was in on it too. That's where George and I worked very close to the hill. We were both on the same side.
You've had quite a career, quite of awards and a lot of pride in your work and everything. Have we covered pretty much, do you think, everything?
I think we have, yeah.
There's something you think you'd just like to get off your chest, or is there anything you'd like to talk about where the university is heading the next several years? Do you foresee it being like something like the University of California with colleges and universities all over the state, perhaps?
Well, we have so much talk here about a great university, mm-hmm. and that's true, but it's very difficult for a state university to attain that rank because the expense of running a state university is so high within itself. Because to have a great university, you've got to have certain areas in that university, because you couldn't possibly do them all. So well established and so well people with the top scientists in the world, that it costs much to run 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 units of the university as it does all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. And that usually for most jealous is antagonism on tackling. Mm-hmm. And so you don't find Caltech's and MIT's
Berkeley's.
Everywhere, that's right. Mm-hmm. Well, most of the very high ranking agencies are supported by industrial grants, private donations of all kinds, and by the state, but more.